12 at WGCL. Hey, look, we're behind the schedule.
Oh. Oh, no.
Shocking development. Tim Mayer will put the train back on the tracks. The city council parliamentarian joins us for the final time in 2014. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Have you met the lovely and talented Julie Warren before?
No, I don't believe
well,
we have.
Well, let's. Well, I will.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you.
They're virtually shaking hands. You just can't see that on the radio. Julie is with visitbloomington.com, and Tim obviously is with the city council. And last Tuesday, as we got together to preview Wednesday's meeting, you thought that we would finish all the business for 2014. Did that happen? And give us a recap of last Wednesday's meeting. See, I've got all my dates right there.
Oh, Mike, you know better than that, don't you?
I know.
It was not to be.
But you had such high hopes, and you gave such a convincing reason of why it was going to happen. I mean, I was there. I bought in.
I know, and I was hopeful. But it turned out that we decided to take the food truck legislation and push it off into early 2015.
And by push it off, what does that technically mean, Tim?
Well, basically what it technically means is we will have to start over again. We can pick up the legislation as we amended it in 2014, but we will have to issue it a new number and start the debate all over again.
So that will be number one of 15, the first one on the chart?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not, but it will occur probably, hopefully within the first 3 months of the year.
Is this something you chose not to ram through at the end, or what was the reason for it being pushed ahead one more year?
Well, really what happened was the maps that had been sent out as to where the vehicles could actually park. There were some flaws in some of that, and so the council felt that it was better to have the correct information before going forward than to go forward with incorrect maps and then have to go back and, you know, do it all over again. Anyway, we'd have to amend our ordinance in 2015 anyway. So I think the wisdom was, let's just put it off, get it correct, and then we'll. And actually, I think some council members also had some other thoughts that they wanted to apply to it. And it just, you know, was getting to the point where a council member may have had an amendment that they wanted to introduce, but they hadn't had time to talk with the people who were directly impacted by it. So, you know, I think this...
Why was it introduced so late if it was going to run into so many headaches?
Well, actually, if you think about it, it was introduced over a month ago.
These darn holidays, they get in the way of everything.
Well, I know, and that's part of it. also, it's just that when we started off with that legislation, when it was presented by the administration, Adam Wason, who made the presentation, said, you know, that this was difficult work and it was imprecise and it would be troublesome. So we knew that going into it. And I think, I think the wisdom was, let's just get it as best we can before we actually enact it. So that's where we stand on food trucks.
What about the rest of the stuff? Anything else to break off on the other side?
What I wanted to say, you know, we started off the year, we did up through the end of November, we passed 26 ordinances, 17 resolutions, and 6 appropriation ordinances. So that was from January 1 of 2014 all the way up through December 1 of 2014. I don't have the final count. We started off with Matlock Heights granting that a conservation district. And we ended up, you know, pushing off the food trucks to 2015. So it was a pretty busy year. We did the Matlock Heights Conservation District. We did the Griffey deer kill in 2014. We, of course, did the standardized businesses. Those are the kind of the key points that we were looking at. We created a historic district in the University Courts area. We approved the PUD for Habitat Humanity, the Beeline Trail project. So we did a lot of good work in 2014, and you know, some of it is controversial. The deer issue in Griffey Park is pretty controversial, and we passed the budget for 2015, which was very unique and unusual in that. The procedure was unique and unusual
very.
In that We receive, we being the council, receive the budget material from the administration literally the hours before the meeting that we were to hold on that first Monday of budget hearings. So the council, in its wisdom, decided that we would listen to the presentations, but we would not have informed questions from the floor for the department heads. So we passed off on that and submitted them in writing. And, going back and analyzing and looking at it, some council members, I think, like it. I think it probably was not the best way to go. It was a good experiment, but I don't think it served the public well, and that's
your job.
That's my major concern, yeah, because, holding it in an open forum in the public meeting, asking questions of department heads, it does two things. One, it informs the public as to what each individual council member is thinking through their questions. It also informs council members what other council members are thinking about.
Instead of reading a 75-page report, correct?
Exactly, and leading to questions from the floor from council members to council members. So, I am very hopeful that we will go back to the previous method. Not that I would...
Well, the method that you used was more of necessity than it was out of requirement.
That's true.
Or this wasn't a planned... change.
No.
This just kind of happened.
That's right. That's right. But I think we learned a lot of lessons from it. And written questions are good. They are public record, but it's still, I think, that open forum from the council floor to department heads is probably the best way to do
it. Well, I always say the devil's in the detail, and how many people are going to comb through those details to figure out where exactly those devils are. Our guest this morning is Tim Mayer. He is the Bloomington City Council parliamentarian. And 2015, looking ahead, Tim, from a legislative angle, you mentioned obviously the food trucks will come back around. We have elections coming up next year as well. Is that right?
Well, that is true. That is true. And we will. It will be a city election, which means that the mayor's office, the city clerk.
Well, that'll be an exciting subplot. I know you don't deal with that directly. Is your weather vane, has your parliamentarianometer gone off on any, you hearing any scuttlebutt of how many contestants might be lining up to jump in that part?
Without naming names, I've heard as many as five people.
Wow!
Interesting.
Is that how
I will not mention names.
No, I
won't even press you for that. I just, there's that many factions?
I don't know that I would call it factions. I just think there are people who are interested in that position. And yeah.
Well, you're not one of them, are you?
Because
you can only speak for yourself. And I'd like to directly quote you. Right?
Even though the name fits,
Mayor, Mayor.
Mayor, Mayor.
And then you get Mayor Maloney to be your vice mayor.
That's right.
So you are unequivocally denying your running for mayor on this program.
Very much so.
Okay, good. Well, that's good because we like having you on Tuesdays anyhow. So
it's more fun that way.
So early doors 2015, first couple months, first 3 months. You get back. When are you going to get back to work? Let's tell everybody that.
Okay, we will go back to work on January 14th.
Okay.
which is the second Wednesday in the month.
So that means we'll talk to you on the 13th next to preview the session.
That is correct. And basically what that meeting is our organizational meeting. So we will select a new president, vice president, and parliamentarian. So
what are you going to run for?
You may expect some shifts there.
Oh!
Okay.
So if you really...
No, that's not breaking news.
No, it's not at all.
That's an annual event,
it is.
You can expect some changes in the leadership. And what happens in that meeting is it's basically the passing of the gavel. So current vice president, current parliamentarian.
Now, can you run? Can you be parliamentarian again?
I could be. Yeah.
Okay.
If it's within my desire or if it's within the wisdom of the council.
I like how you put that.
That's awesome. That's nice.
Now, enjoy those. Enjoy that couple weeks where you don't have any meetings and you can sit back and get your parliamentarians around you and test the waters and feel everything out on
that's
that.
That's right. Well, one of the things we're looking forward to is food trucks.
Right. Parking.
Parking.
Parking. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hopefully, I think the growth policies plan will be coming forward from our planning department, which has been 2 years in the making, where we've hosted public forums and have a standing committee that have been looking at our growth policies plan, which will then lead into the Unified Development Ordinance later on. But the first thing we have to do is approve that growth policies plan as brought forward by the planning department. So
I think those we have those in probably the reverse order of, I don't want to say importance, that's not fair, but I think the growth policies planning will probably be the most scrutinized.
I think so, and I think
followed by parking, followed by food trucks.
Yes, and I think food trucks will probably be one of the early ones.
Sure,
parking will be also
from a fan standpoint
impact on the community.
That's what, yes.
Growth policy plan, and it will probably come later in the term. I would say probably towards the end of the year, just because there's so much work to get to that point. So,
how does that impact elections as well?
Growth policies plan will.
Is that something somebody doesn't want to touch?
Anything fodder for the election.
Okay,
know,
sure.
To talk about. So
nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So
another thing I'm hopeful for and looking forward to is that we will really get down to business on the Beeline Trail, the park, down in the Switchyard Park area. Start to put some bones around that's
between Grimes and
Grimes
Country
Lane
Club
and all the way down to Country Club.
We haven't really heard much about that lately, so
no, it's been quiet because we basically have adopted the master plan that was a 2-year process and that plan was adopted. Now it's the search for money. How do you fund it? And I think
bake sale, car wash.
Exactly. I think we were pretty clear when we passed that legislation that enabled that, that it's, you're looking at a 10-year window for that to happen. These things can't happen.
Is that part of the growth policies deal?
Yes.
The UDO? Okay.
Yes. Growth policies plan, yes, it will be part of the plan and also be part of the Unified Development Ordinance because we will start to look at the contiguous properties around it, how they are currently zoned, and do we want to rezone them? For example, if it was
yes.
Yeah, but if there's a pocket of land that is currently underutilized, can we enhance by making it go to commercial or to multifamily as opposed to single-family residential, something like that. So those considerations will be part of the growth policies plan and also the Unified Development Ordinance when that comes. So
outstanding. Hey, have a great holiday season.
Will do.
You and yours, and we'll get caught up again January 13 before the first meeting of the new year.
We've got a lot of work before the folks arrive, so we gotta get going here. The elves have to get going here.
That's right. Get that elf off the shelf and put him to work.
Yeah, exactly. Quit slacking.
Tim,
exactly.
Great job. We appreciate it, and thanks for being with us in 2014, and we're looking forward to the same next year.
Yes, and I will call you on the 13th, and best of holidays to everyone.